KNW, KN4, VWA.
KN4, VWA, W4, DJW.
Hey, big guy. Check your text.
I saw it come in. I'm in the middle of generating January's net report for the section manager. So I was about to wrap it up, and then I would reply. You know, oh, impatient one.
Since you're retired now, you might have been taking a nap and just didn't see the text. Hey, just whenever you get around to it, I just want to make sure you saw it.
Yeah, and that's a good question, and I think a lot of other people will be wondering the same thing, so I'll just go ahead and answer you here so that people will know how that works. We set her up yesterday, Bonnie. We set her up with a Zelle capability. She already had it. We just showed her how to use it. So you can just do a Zelle transfer it right, you know, when you purchase it, and that keeps Gary and me out of it. If you don't know how or can't do Zelle, then you can give us a check. We'll do a deposit, and then we'll Zelle it into her account. We're trying to keep people from going over to her, keep her from having to interact with other people. And the best solution of all is you go straight to her through a direct transfer using Zelle, which most banks have Zelle nowadays. If you don't have Zelle, though, we'll find another way to make it happen. But before we give you the equipment, she's got to validate with us that the money is in her account. Does that make sense?
And do you have possession, or Gary has possession?
So Gary and I split all of it so that no one of us has to do all of the work. We split it about down the middle. There's a column on that spreadsheet that I sent you that has who's handling it, handling. That's who's got that piece of equipment. So if you see one on there, look at that column right past the pictures, and you'll see who's handling it. If it's me, you can contact me. If it's Gary, you can contact Gary. But neither one of us is going to give you the equipment until Bonnie verifies the money's in her account.
So do you have cash in hand?
Well, that's the same as money in her account. Because if I have cash in hand, I'm just going to go into my bank account and transfer it from mine to hers, and I'm going to deposit that money. And that way, nobody has to go over to her house and bother her at any different times of the day or night.
There you go. When is available?
She released it yesterday, and it's going on the SwapNet tonight. But, I mean, if somebody wants a piece of it before then and they want the spreadsheet, I can send out the spreadsheet like I did with you and Fred, and they can start taking it today. She released everything. We went over everything yesterday. We loaded everything up. She's in total agreement with us now.
Well, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Well, I'm over on Pelham Road, and I got to do a little bit of banking over here. And if you remember, you and I have a transaction personally that we need to top off, and I can take care of both if I purchase, okay? How's that sound?
That sounds good. If I am on the list of the handler for that piece of equipment for Bonnie, then yeah, that would work.
Fantabulous, sir. Well, good enough. What is the convenient time?
Well, I'd rather not get paid for the airplane until the airplane gets here. It's not here yet. At least I didn't find it when I got home yesterday. And I looked out this morning because somebody said something was delivered and I didn't see it. It wasn't our airplane, so.
You're out that cash right now, aren't you? It's out of your account. Shoot, man. That's not right. I need to get you covered.
That's numbers on paper. I'm not too worried about numbers on paper.
All right. Well, I tell you what, in the meantime, if I decide to purchase on the other, what's it going to make you time?
I haven't unloaded it yet. I'm trying to catch up on this other end of the month stuff that we got, the net manager stuff, because we got it all tallied yesterday, and I got a new program that tallies it up for me. And I'm just looking over it, making sure it's the first time I've ever used it to send it into the section manager. So I'm just going to be double, triple sure. And then it's automated after that, after I send this one in. It's been automated for a month since I've been retired. That's one of the other things I did. But I've got to, you know, validate it and make sure program doesn't have any mistakes or anything. And then I'm going to go find a place for all that stuff. Right now, it's all just in the back of the car. But if you know what you want, we can move the car out of the garage and pick it out of the car and find it. Have you got a general idea what you're looking at?
I'm not going to be pilfering through anything like that. I will have a specific item in mind.
Do you already have that specific item in mind, or no?
Well, I just need to check some specs on some stuff, and then I'll give you a call back on the radio and see if it's convenient. How's that sound?
That works. That's fine. I should be able to do that about any. I can take a break at any time. I might be eating though. I don't know. What are you doing for lunch?
Coneheads, not Chevy Chase. What was his name? Dan Aykroyd. I am consuming mass quantities of some description at some location unknown at this time. If you want to go grab some lunch, let's do it.
I haven't been up to Long John Sea in a long time. Do you like fish?
I love Long John Silver's, but you're not talking about Greer, are you?
Well, that is where I live.
No, I mean that location up there near, yeah. Boy, how long has it been since you were in there?
100 years. Why? Has it changed?
The experience. So, yeah, I'll meet you up there for lunch. How's that sound?
What is the experience? What are we talking about here?
Gone downhill real bad.
Okay. Well, on second thought, I'd rather not go in there. I mean, if it's going downhill, there might be stuff, there might be COVID laying on the tables.
Well, and not only that, it's just that specific location. Long John Silver's in general, I love them. That's good stuff. I like it. But that particular store, I think it needs to have some health department people go through and swab for ptomaine.
Okay, well, I'll just make me a sandwich. Don't worry about it. Just ping me when you're ready, and we'll do whatever at that time. I normally just make a sandwich or get soup and sandwiches or something like that every day.
Do you like Bojo's?
Who? Bojangles?
Affirmative.
If I'm going to have something like that, I prefer KFC. Bojangles is kind of spicy. Even the mild stuff's kind of spicy. And you know the difference between people that like and don't like spicy food?
I'm sure you're going to tell me. Go ahead.
It's scientifically proven. Here's the thing. If you like really, really spicy food, that means you don't have very many taste buds on your tongue. And you don't get to taste things very often. So you're loading it up. give me, because you don't have any taste buds on your tongue or much. But if you got a ton of taste buds on your tongue, they're super sensitive. And you put hot stuff like that on it, and it slaughters them. So I've got a ton of taste buds. I don't need the spicy stuff to taste food. All right? Some people do. Some people don't. I don't.
Well, hey, KFC is fine with me. Are they open to inside dining?
I don't ever go inside. I just go through there and pick up what I'm going to eat and leave. Hey, have you been to that that new place in Greer where they've got, is it cold outside? Oh, that's 40 degrees. Never mind, scratch that. I don't ever go inside there and eat. I just pick it up and run.
Where are you talking about? A new place.
So it's 40 degrees outside, and we've been talking about going. So Greer put up this new thing right past the center of Greer when you go past it, like you're going over to the Woodman of the World coming from my side of town. Going over to Woodman and the World, you go past this new place on the left before you get to the, it's like a park kind of a thing where they got benches sitting outside and that kind of stuff. But I looked at the temperature, it says 40 degrees. That wouldn't be any fun.
It's too cold to eat outside. That's why I was asking if they had inside dining at the Bojangles or at the KFC. It don't matter to me. I tell you what, do you ever go into the Clock Express?
Is that the one that's going as you go into Greer? What do they call that? Pendleton or something? Pennsylvania something? I forget what it is. The one that starts with a P, the long street that goes to Main Street from Wade Hampton. Is that the one that you're talking about? Or are you talking about the one that's over there by Kohl's across from, or in the Kohl's parking lot?
Yes, by Kohl's, in front of Tractor Supply.
I've been there, but it's been a long, long time. A long time. Probably 10 years. And that place has been there forever, right?
Yeah, and they do a pretty good job if you need an oil change and grease job. So, hey, why don't you meet me there for lunch?
All right, you twist my arm. What time?
I have to go in the bank. I'll be about a half an hour in here, and then I may have one or two errands to run. What do you figure? 11:30, 12? Let's go before 12, so we can beat the crowds. I don't want to get in there when it's elbow to elbow. What do you think about 20 minutes to 12?
So an hour and 10 minutes from now?
Firm.
Yeah, I can do that. I got to get this report done, and then I've got to unload the car because there's no breathing room, and the car is packed. Robert had a lot of stuff. So I've got to get some room to maneuver in the car. I have to open the garage door, pull the car out partly, open the doors, open the trunk, and start unloading. But I should be able to do that, and I wouldn't have to leave here before 11:30. I'd leave here. If I leave at 11:30, I can be there before 20 till.
Hey, baby.
All right, I'll see you there. W4DJW, K4VW. See you in a little bit.
W4DJW clear. Dave, N4ZLK.
Hey, Shane, you want to copy that?
I've got plans to get finalized so that I can break in. Yeah, if you don't mind, I'd appreciate it.
I'll go send it now. I have my my secretary software. I just pull you up and I click that attachment and I send it. Poof. It goes to you. So it's really easy. Yeah, I'll go ahead and send it now.
I appreciate that. And I missed it last night, so I didn't hear about it. Run in and make a delivery. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Shane. Be safe out there. W4DJW clear.